Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. About a month ago, I got a text message asking me if I was ready to shave the peak. The message also included a link with tips for using less electricity. Here at Possibly, we wondered, what are these peaks? And do we accomplish anything by trying to shave them? We had Lucy Jones and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Lucy and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
What exactly is a peak?
Peaks are times during the year when our electricity use spikes because there is a sudden surge in demand. Some peak days use almost double the amount of electricity of a normal day.
Why do these peaks happen?
There are two different types of peaks. There's winter peaks and there are summer peaks.
That's Kai Salem from the Green Energy Consumers Alliance, a nonprofit that sends out these shaving the peak messages.
She says that in the summer, peaks happen on really hot days when folks have the AC on at full blast. In the winter, they happen in the middle of a cold spell when everyone cranks on their heat.
And the time of day matters too.
Almost always the peak will be between 5 and 7 p.m. And that's because it has been hot all day. People are at home. They're turning on their TVs. They're starting to cook dinner. The air conditioning is still running.
What's wrong with these peaks?
Kai says that when electricity use spikes, our typical energy sources aren't enough to meet our needs. That means that the group operating our power grid has to turn on electric plants that are basically unused the rest of the year.
And you're starting to scrape the bottom of the barrel when it comes to the power plants we have available to us in New England.
These inefficient power plants create twice as many greenhouse gas emissions per unit of electricity as the ones that run on a typical non-peak day.
So peak days don't just use more electricity. They use electricity that's made in ways that create more pollution?
Exactly. Peaks are also expensive because an increase in demand drives up electricity prices.
And they force us to build an electricity grid that's up to the challenge of meeting those peaks, even though they only happen a few times a year.
How do organizations know that these peak days are coming?
They use data about the weather and past electricity spikes to make those predictions.
Okay, so let's say I get a text in the morning telling me about an afternoon peak. What should I do next?
Kai suggests turning on your AC in the early morning and then turning it off and closing your windows to keep things cool inside. If you have an electric vehicle, charge it before the afternoon peak comes.
Also, try to avoid using electric appliances like your dryer, washer, and dishwasher.
And if you absolutely need to keep your AC on, increase the temperature by a few degrees.
Will doing all of these things really make a difference?
Right now, most people don't even know to try, so it's hard to tell.
But if enough people participated, lower peaks could decrease the overall cost of our electricity.
As well as cut down on the extra greenhouse gas emissions that happen on those days.
That's not going to stop climate change, but it's a good start, especially because electricity production is one of the biggest sources of greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S.
Great. Thanks, Lucy and Fatima. That's it for today. To sign up for text messages about the next energy peak, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Can't get enough of this show? Subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.